shifts and changes, but God's grace is sufficient, isn't it?
Amen.
And we thank God that He's opened the door for once again, gathering together with those with precious like faith, and to sing aloud the songs of Zion, and to be able to greet one another with Christian love and fellowship. And we just, again, can't thank God enough for opening the door and providing the way. And of course, it's one thing to make plans for such a meeting, it's another thing to execute those plans. And there's many dangers on the highways these days, more so than I think before. I would think the rate of alcoholism is higher than ever. And so there's more on the road that should be on the road. But God, again, His grace proves His sufficiency. And we thank God for making a way for each of you here. And we do pray that not only has He made a way for you, but a way for the ministers who are scheduled to speak to you, the grace they need to speak in a way that would exalt the dear Lord and the one who got you here safely. We realize how far we come to giving Him adequate praise when we gather here together. We do the best we can, and I thank God that His grace proves His sufficiency. And I heard some good singing myself. It's not always the case when we're here just in church. We do the best we can. If it wasn't for that phrase, that scripture about making a joyful noise to the Lord, we'd be in a serious shape. But we do try to make our joyful noise to the Lord. And I do believe He's been with us. And I do pray that He'll be with us in a special way during this conference. It's when I introduce Brother Wayne, who, Lord willing, will be our first speaker, I cannot help but picture him with those conqueror forearms, taking care of a man who didn't need to be declaring the things he was declaring. He was basically a defiant.
Amen.
Of the church and of everyone here. And that defiance reached a level that was intolerable to Brother Wayne. And so he got up and he basically told him to get out. And I think this photograph said his forearms were probably he better get out. But when I use forearms in speaking of Brother Wayne, is he's been a carpenter. He's a retired carpenter. He wasn't very long ago that you retired. How long ago was that?
Last fall. Oh. When I retired?
Yes.
About October of last year.
Okay.
I had already achieved my 86th birthday, so I thought I'd better retire.
By God's grace, he's 87, still preaching. And we look forward to hearing about an 87-year-old preacher under the inspiration of the Spirit of Almighty God. With God, all things are possible. And you know that by experience. And I think all of us here know that by experience. Before calling on Brother Wayne, I'd like to mention Brother David Lawrence, who came with Brother Herb. And this is your first trip, I know, out here.
Yes.
And he's the newest minister by ordination that we have here, I believe.
Yes.
And he has been ordained at Brother Herb's church. And I've enjoyed him, and every time that he's spoken, Brother Herb's church, I said Brother Wayne, but Brother Herb's church, where
Brother Herb's church, I'm just the pastor there.
Yes, he's just the pastor there. He's the under-shepherd. He wants to make that perfectly clear.
Amen.
But Brother David has been blessed. They conduct Bible studies there at Brother Herb's church, and they have one on Monday evening, and one on Tuesday, no, Wednesday evening. And it's been a great help for this church, because it's been a great help for me, for one thing. It's been a great help also for our dear brother that our recently joined Brother Tom Brooks. And he's gotten a lot of good. I was thinking, well, what's the best way to put Brother Tom on the fast track of knowing what we believe and what we preach? And I thought, well, why not Brother Herb's studies? And his, Brother Herb's church's studies. And so that's what he's been doing, and enjoying it very, very much. And, of course, that's. Some of those things are conducted by Brother David, and at this time I'd like to call on him, if he would, to open our services with song and prayer. And then after his prayer, Brother Wing, if he would, come forward.
Song and prayer. Song and prayer. Pick a song and pray.
Brother David.
What did you say?
He wants you to open with song and prayer.
Yeah, brother,
a song.
Brother,
a song and prayer.
Yeah.
I want you to pick out a song.
Yeah.
Pick out a song.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Brother David. We typically, with these services, we typically open with song and prayer, and I was asking you to do that.
Okay.
Any song, the song of your choice, and of course the prayer from your heart.
Okay.
James Taylor started for you, Brother David, if you wanted to.
Hymn number 511. Nothing but the blood.
Amen.
That's good, isn't it? Without the blood, there's no remission.
Wash away my sin, nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as blood of Jesus. For my cleansing this my plea, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. Blood of Jesus. This nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Amen. Heavenly Father, as we approach your throne now, we come on the authority and through the shed blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Heavenly Father, we are so thankful today that we have the privilege of being able to call you our Father. And it is because of your great mercy and that you have bestowed upon us even before the foundation of the world. And Heavenly Father, that in this space of time that you've called us unto yourself, and Heavenly Father, we're looking forward to the day that we'll be completely conformed to your image and that we will see you one day face to face. And the scripture tells us that we don't know what we shall be like, but we're going to be like you. And Heavenly Father, we're looking forward to that. Forgive us of our sins. And Lord, I pray for the ministers that will be speaking today. I pray that your name would be honored and glorified and uplifted. The church and the people here would be edified and built up in the most holy faith. And we just pray that you anoint the speakers, even at this time, that they would bring what you have laid on their heart for your honor and glory and for our good. For it's in Christ's name I pray. Amen.